I may be in the minority in the media. Okay, maybe I'm the only one. But I think the emphasis on the leaders' debate is way overdone. All these debates happening. A lot of people will fall all over themselves looking for that gotcha moment, that inane gaffe, or God forbid, something insensitive. I mean, the debates are anything but a serious examination of the issues. And of course, after you get all the mandatory talk about who won, as if Dennis Miller would make the best prime minister, because I can tell you he'd kick all the leaders' butts in a debate. Now, I appreciate that public speaking is part of the job, as are photo ops, campaign barbecues, and sucking up to celebrities. All of it feeds the insatiable media appetite for political drama and gossip, but it's got nothing to do with running an effective government to meet the very real challenges we face. I mean, come on, the problems in Hong Kong are about to reverberate in Canada, especially in the housing markets in major centers like Vancouver. We've got a financial system that's going to feel the impact of Europe's major banking and sovereign debt crisis. The Canadian financial system's also going to feel the repercussions of a debt crisis in the emerging markets. And no country's going to escape the waves and the monetary crisis that's coming. But don't worry, none of the leaders will be asked about any of these issues during the debate, despite the profound impact they're going to have on our economic and financial well-being. Now, I suspect that's because those people asking the questions don't really understand the issues, and it's not a surprise. They're journalists. They're not economists or financial analysts. But virtually every one of the big issues directly impacting us, let's take sustainable health care, the increase in government-related costs by the three levels of government, the billion-dollar discount in Canada's oil exports because the majority of our oil can't get world prices, can't get to the world market, the cost versus the benefits of specific climate policies doesn't seem to be on anyone's agenda to discuss. It's a good bet that there will be no talk of the waste outlined in the Auditor General's reports. The point is that all of these issues are economic and financial, and we're not going to be hearing much about them. I wouldn't bet that these issues, as well as ones like the Northern Tanker Ban, Bill C-69, the pipeline bill, are going to be discussed and debated in any meaningful way, if at all. And arguably, the biggest issue of them all, the impact of the aging population on economic growth, government revenues, healthcare expenses, underfunded public sector pensions, none of that's going to be discussed. Keep in mind that right now, 30% of the population in BC is over the age of 65, on the way to 50% in the next 20 years, and it didn't rate a mention in the last BC election, and it's a good bet it's not going to be featured in the federal campaign. Because if they did tell you the truth about the cost of the aging population, it would make it very tough to promise a raft of new free programs, because we're going to be struggling to afford the ones we already have, which is why deficits can keep going up in both good times and bad times. My point is that these issues are rooted in economics and finance, yet the debates, well, what, allow something like 20 minutes? While the leaders spout prepared talking points and bumper sticker-like sloganeering? As author Thomas Pynchon once said, if they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about the answers. And one more point about the leaders' debate. They can make all the promises they want in this debate. There's no accountability. So no, I'm not going to be one of these people glued to the TV set watching the debate for that gotcha moment or jotting down well-rehearsed answers to predictable questions. But also, let's not forget our role in this political drama, all of us. We're the ones who should be demanding a higher standard of discourse, a higher standard of discussion, including a research-based approach, as we search for practical answers to pressing problems. But sadly, no, all the leaders have learned this. It's better to serve up intellectual pablum, promise free everything, and all the while promising that somebody else is about to pay. So if you're interested in the issues, I'm afraid you're going to have to join me and look elsewhere.